At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Greetings, EastEnders fans. Welcome to this week's Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast, where this week we'll be discussing the episodes that aired between the 18th to the 21st of August, 2025. How are you all? I hope you're all having a cock-a-doodle-doo day today. Tried too hard then, didn't I? Joining me today is fantastic Rob. Hello, Rob. How are you?
Hello, Ree. How are you this week? All right?
Yeah, just about, I think.
What?
I don't know. That was too much, wasn't it? Well, we've been talking about all the chickeny stuff, haven't we, this
yes.
week?
The fabulous David Peckham, who I have to say is probably one of the greatest new characters that's ever been invented ever. I can't wait for him to be the star of Christmas Day. Actually, no, I don't want him to be the star of Christmas Day because that means he'll get eaten. No, none of that. Unless they're going to throw David Peckham across the room, in which case I'll deal with it.
No, it might be that David Peckham goes missing and then they do a whole whodunit and then we see everyone with the chickens and turkeys on Christmas Day.
He's made enemies this week, so he is prime for a whodunit. If it was any other soap character, we'd be like, whodunit, someone's going to attack him, yeah.
Well, Rob, in a weird twist of events, right, I had a very similar situation to Albert Square this week. Last week? Yes, last week. So basically, my mum and my daughter were making lots of cockerel noises one day, right? They were doing cock-a-doodle-doo, as you do. And my daughter carried it on at home to the point I was going, oh, that's quite a noise, isn't it? I'm glad that we don't have any real cockerels near us or anything, you know, because that's quite a noise. The next day, all I hear all day from our house, because it was quite warm, so we had the doors and windows open, it's someone with a rooster cockerel. Same thing. I've looked it up, by the way.
Okay, cool. Yep. Thanks for the clarification.
I'm hearing someone over the back of my backyard has got a cockerel, right? Going cock-a-doodle-doo. And I'm like, well, that's a weird coinkydink. Anyway, I go on to local Facebook group like they do on EastEnders with Walford Community.
You were kicking off on the community page, were you? Like a proper Karen.
I didn't. Not me. I looked and somebody else had put it on because I was like, surely someone else has mentioned this.
Right.
All comments were like, that's a bit harsh, innit? Oh, well, at least it's not a load of youths having a rave and doing drugs. I'm like, oh you're not allowed to complain about a cockerel now.
Can't do out these days. No,
I did join in with an anon comment and be like,
an anon comment. Have you not got the balls to be a Karen and show your face? No,
no, because some of my neighbours have figured out who I am weirdly. So I'll do it.
No,
as
why? Because you never put because you always have your curtains closed, don't you? We said this.
I'm top contributor on that page. That's why.
Oh, I bet you are. I bet you're always kicking off. Yes.
Well, so anyway, very odd that then this storyline was on. I was like, eh?
Tell you what, if never tell me that soaps don't reflect real life.
Honestly, I'm amazed. Oh, by the way, it was for one day only, this cockerel. Then it was gone. I've not heard it since.
That's because someone let it out of the cage and it's now currently roaming around Sheffield causing chaos.
Maybe. That first anon poster were like, you're going, mate.
Sorting
I did wonder, did they just get it to eat or something? Because why did they only have it for a day?
Do you eat roosters? I feel like it's different to chickens. I feel like
that get eaten?
Oh, it's chickens and hens.
Patriarchy's in the animal world, isn't it? Of course.
The art of feminism hasn't quite hit the chicken world yet, I don't think.
Clearly.
Somehow. Yeah, maybe not. So, yes, we will be discussing the fabulous David Peckham in a moment. I loved all that. Absolutely loved all that.
Yeah.
And also, lots kicking off with the George and Kojo and Harry story. That took a few turns this week. And one little aspect of that looks to be taking us into the next couple of weeks, because apparently big stuff is a coming, Rihanna. Yes.
Ooh, exciting.
Talk about
Ooh,
that.
interesting.
So, should we crack on?
Yeah, let's get started with this week's Albert Square After Dark.
Crack in. So let's get on with this week, and we'll start off with talking about Phil, Julie, and Nigel, and of course David Peckham, who, like, I mean, I have to say, like I said, I loved it. I loved all the chicken stuff. I thought it was brilliant. I really, really enjoyed it. It was so silly, but I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. Do you know what I'd quite like? For Phil to end up actually getting attached to them. Oh, that is exactly what's going to happen, isn't it? When Nigel does eventually pass, Phil's going to enjoy the chickens then, isn't he? Because it'll be like a reminder of Nigel being there. But then Julie's going to leave and take the chickens, and then he'll miss them going cock-a-doodle do every morning, won't he?
Well,
Oh.
you know, he does look a little bit like an egg. So, you know, you might be able to, they might have a connection.
Yeah, I think he will end up doing. Well, we were speculating, will Julie and Phil end up being a thing? I
I was
don't think that's ever
speculating
going to
this, yeah.
happen.
No, they
Yeah.
seem to hate each other at the
There
moment, don't they?
is time, don't get me wrong. There is time.
Weirder relationships have formed in Albert Square, let's be real, from
Yeah,
far
yeah,
stranger circumstances.
yeah.
So Julie returns basically from Scotland. She's gone and got all her belongings, and she has come armed with a flock of chickens and a cockerel, all named after the Spice Girls, apart from the cockerel that's called David Peckham. I mean, it's genius.
Brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant.
Absolutely genius. Yeah, love it.
And they're all pets as well. None of them are like for farming or egging
No.
purposes. They're just purely pets, you know, not a
Wait, they're not
cat.
for egging purposes? I thought they were getting eggs from them.
I don't think so. I don't think they mentioned anything about eggs this week. I mean, that would have been my first question. Like, well, at least we can get eggs.
Yeah, surely that's why you've got them.
I mean, yeah, or you just like chickens, I guess. You like the noise that they make and all, I don't know.
You like a
But
natural alarm clock in the morning.
well, yes, the rest of the square doesn't agree with that, however, because David Peckham is quickly waking up the square at ridiculous o'clock in the morning with cockle-doodle doing and all that kind of thing, which I can imagine in London would get annoying quite quickly.
They are really loud as well. Like, so loud. Like, I was actually surprised at how loud they are. Like, it travels. So, no wonder they were talking the Walford community page. Which I'm loving, by the way, this
Yeah.
Walford community page being a thing. I'm here for this.
Absolutely. I just love seeing all the Karens and Walford just kicking off about various aspects of what's going on in the square. I tell you what,
Yeah.
they ain't seen nothing, have they? It's a shame this Walford community page wasn't a thing sooner, because there'd be plenty to talk about.
I still think there will be, to be honest. It is
I
Albert
reckon.
Square. Come on,
I'm
Rob.
convinced that Tracy is a big part of this. And she's
Yeah,
always. She's.
I bet
I bet
she's
she's
top
anonymous.
hodding on.
I
She's
bet she's
hopping on
anonymous. Oh,
Tracy,
God, yeah. She knows all the
100%.
scandal, does Tracy. So, obviously, everyone's kicking off about David Peckham, understandably, I think. But then, apparently, Nigel is cleaning the cage out and then forgets to put the lock on, and David Peckham escapes. Now,
Yeah.
what I wasn't sure whether it was Nigel, you know.
We think Phil did it to let the. At first, my first thought was, oh, has somebody on the square obviously gone and kidnapped the chicken? But obviously,
Yeah.
that first scene, we saw it walking across the square.
Oh, it was having a
So,
great time, wasn't it? Loved
yeah.
life. I have to
Do you
say,
think it were Phil blaming that? I
well,
don't think he'd do that to
no,
Nigel, though,
maybe
make him
not. But
feel like it were his fault.
somebody else might, though. Someone else would go, wouldn't you shut
Yeah.
up and just unlock the cage and just let the chicken out? Might have done.
Yeah, I could see that, but I know because I actually did rewind and watch. Did we see a scene of Nigel doing that? I think we could have done we actually seeing it escape, to be fair,
Yeah.
but there you
I mean,
go.
but well, I don't know, bless him, because he kind of sees the escaping of the chicken as yet another thing that he's apparently incapable of doing. So he's
Yeah.
sort of becoming more and more aware of just sort of how incapable he is becoming, bless him, which is quite sad.
I know. Well, we had that scene, didn't we, where they went to the doctor's room to have an assessment, and Julie and Phil were there, and it
Right.
seems like, oh, go
Can we
on,
talk about that assessment? Right, I'm not
yeah.
being funny. That address that he was given, did you pass the test? Because I didn't.
I did, but I were really trying. So I have sat in on these tests with my nan
Of
before,
course, yeah.
right? But they gave like a much more simple address
I
to Renan.
know.
It were literally like 123
Yeah.
West Street. Like that was literally the address they
Yeah.
gave from Renan. They didn't give a name. It was just like, remember this address.
No, poor
Something
Nigel
as
was
simple
given.
as
I'd
that.
like you to remember the address of some Michael Fauntleroy who lives at 76
I think it was
Fabulous
Michael
Mansions.
Wagstaff actually, or
Oh,
something else. Oh, no, it weren't. Staff
and he only
something.
lives there between the hours of 12 and 6 on the
Yeah.
day on any month of the year that's got an A in it on
And we
any
need you
day
to
of the
mark that
week.
on the calendar whilst you're there and the
Yeah.
time. Yeah.
And why should you doing
Yeah.
that? Pat your head and rub your stomach at the same time.
It
Oh,
was
he's
quite
had a
a
terrible
difficult
decline.
address.
I
No,
couldn't
that was a
remember.
difficult address the game, I must
Well,
admit.
I did a tweet on Twitter, funnily enough, formerly X, and said, was I the only one that failed the test? And I got over 1,000 likes on it, so it wasn't just me.
Fair. Well, no, it was an awkward one, that, to be fair. But no, when I've sat in on them before, because I've sat in on quite a few with my nan, and
Yeah.
they were really simple addresses that they gave and stuff. So
I thought that
I
was
don't know
quite a
why they gave such a complex
no,
one.
and then expected him to do a time on it on a
Yeah.
sheet. I could have done that. The time was fine. I could have done quarter past
Well,
11. That was
yeah.
all right.
Well,
Yes.
what did you think to Julie though when she was sat in the room and saying, oh, this is demeaning? Like, did you agree with that it was
No, I don't.
demeaning?
No, I didn't think it was demeaning.
No.
That's just the test. I mean, I don't know if it was
Yeah.
like we say, it was perhaps a slightly overcomplicated version of the test, but it
Yeah.
was the test. But this is the problem with Julie, though, isn't it? She's in denial.
She is definitely.
Hugely in denial, and she is basically kind of wanting. I don't think she thinks that Nigel is as bad as he actually is, and
Yeah.
I something apart, but he kind of thinks that she thinks that he's in some way going to get better at some point as well.
Do you know what else I think it is with Julie? I feel like she is literally like 2 years behind because obviously Nigel's had this diagnosis for a while,
Yeah.
right? Maybe not 2 years. How long's Phil known about? What, 9 months?
Yeah.
So she's kind of like catching up, whereas Phil's been living it with him for 9 months and Julie's not. So I feel like there's a little bit of denial and a little bit of she's just not witnessed everything yet. Like, it's been quite a different. I mean, she went back to Scotland to come back. She's only been with him a couple of days. I don't think she's seen the full extent of how he can be with his dementia yet.
No, and she's busy suggesting things like Pilates and trying to completely and utterly take over his diet and just
See, I
taking over
do
everything. I get it.
I understand that as well.
Yeah.
But also, like, what are you getting him to start Pilates for
Oh, what's that
anyway?
going
Like,
to do?
really?
Honestly, what's that going to do? So he can get
Yoga
into it.
would make slightly more sense, as in like the mindfulness aspect of yoga, and then a couple of stretches, maybe. I don't know. I
Yeah.
think maybe that's because I found Pilates too difficult. I'm saying
He wants to
that.
do meditation under a lightning struck tree, doesn't he, Ray? That'll sort him out. Yes,
Exactly. Yeah.
yes. We did that once in case you missed that episode. Yes. That would sort Nigel right out, wouldn't it?
It would,
It
actually,
would.
it might,
It would.
or it'd confuse him.
It confused me,
Maybe.
and I haven't even got dementia.
Yes. Yeah.
So Julie, yeah, she's whining Phillips a bit chronic. Like, Phil's decided he can't stand her, and he tell. See, I don't think Phil was entirely in the right either this week because he told Nigel, "I don't think she's right for you. I think she's a nightmare. I think we should get rid of her." And Nigel's a bit sort of
Yeah.
like, "I don't want to do that. Bless her, she's trying, and she is my wife still." So it's not neither of them are thinking of Nigel again.
This is where, again, yeah, where it's a bit difficult, isn't it? Because, yeah, Phil, you've looked after him for the past like 9 months, however long he's actually been, officially looking after him. But Julie was his wife for what, over 20 years? Like, she does know him as well.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know, it is a bit of denial, like you say, because, starting to feed him fish now isn't going to do that much right now. But
Of
then
course it's not.
equally, I do also understand, yeah, don't give him fry ups every single day, like everything in moderation. They need to find a
But you know,
compromise between them, don't they?
also, why not give him fry-ups every day? Like I say, it's not going to make him
Well, there
better,
is
is it?
that.
It you know,
I don't
sad
know.
reality of the
I know,
situation
I
is
get it. It's
nothing's
not to
going to
fry
improve it.
up.
The only thing that really I assume is like as long as he's getting plenty of rest, because obviously tiredness, we've seen tiredness on Nigel, and it makes him 100 times worse. So he needs to be getting plenty of rest and doing whatever the doctor says. But I don't think Pilates and plates of fish are going to do him that much good.
Well, this is it because I don't know the ins and outs of the stages at and everything, but I feel
No.
like Julie's maybe doing the like preventative measures for dementia rather than like accepting that doesn't really matter what it doesn't really matter using these measures anymore because he's got it and it's not gonna like I doubt it. I don't know, would it maybe slow things down? I really don't think it
I
would though
doubt
what
it.
stages
I
are.
doubt it.
No.
And the problem is, Phil also reveals to Julie this week about Nigel's little suicide plan when he was going to go off to a caravan and, finish everything,
Yeah, of
which,
course.
again, just doesn't help matters at all, does it? It kind of upsets Nigel because he'd forgotten about it. He'd have no idea that this is what he'd gone and done. So now he's been reminded of all that. He's now being confronted, Julie's now being confronted with the fact of just how bad things were. And Phil is kind of just sulking at the moment as well, isn't he? So he was certainly sulking at the end of the week.
Yeah, he is, but I also do get his. But like I say, I think, in fairness, Phil's underestimating just how much Julie's got to catch up on, actually, because a lot's happened in that time that she's not being with Nigel. That's quite a big thing. Like, all these things are quite big to throw on her. So in her head, she's thinking, I need to keep things the same as possible in a routine, even though he's in a different environment. But she's not appreciating just how much has gone off in between. But
No.
yeah, was it right to remind Nigel? A part of me agrees with Phil, though, being a little bit honest with him, I must admit. He
I
went
mean,
like he said it when he were having a bad moment. Like if it were when Nigel were already really confused, like overly confused, but Nigel was there and saying like, "Well, tell me what was it? What was I planning to do?" Like
yeah, but
kind of
I doubt
someone's
that was the
asking
answer
you.
he was expecting, though, was it?
Well, no.
I don't know. I don't know if we're supposed to sort of be kind of picking a side here with the whole Phil and Julie thing. I kind of get it from both angles, to be honest.
I think that is what we're supposed to be doing. I think we're supposed to be empathizing with them both, which I am.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
I
And
think,
it's we're watching them try and figure out a way to work together,
yeah,
I think.
I feel like the most sort of the main reaction is probably to be annoyed at Julie because she's just come in and is completely trying to
Yeah.
take over. And we've obviously got sympathy for Nigel and Phil because we've seen them together and we've loved them together
Yeah.
for quite a long time now. And now Julie's coming over and is throwing fish and yolk and Pilates into the situation, and that's supposed to be annoying. But at the same time, like you say, they were married for years and years and years, and you cannot expect Julie to sort of arrive in this situation and then just take a back seat. That was never going to happen.
Yeah, no, that's it. But that's why they need to find some kind of compromise. I don't know how they're
Yeah.
going to do it though. Like,
They
maybe they
just
need
kind
to
of.
literally write down meal plans and be like, right, okay, you can give me twice weekly fish on this day
Yeah.
and this day. And this day he's having a meal that he likes. And then that might help
Well, yeah, I
Nigel,
mean
because
the.
that's what they had before. Now Julie's coming in and being
Yeah.
like, well, I'm cooking in fish tonight. Well, I wanted to do fajitas.
Yeah, I
Whatever
mean
are
this the problem
fajitas, I
is that
must.
both of them are trying to be top carer rather than working
Yeah.
together on the situation, which is not helping Nigel whatsoever because he's just been
No.
pulled pillar to post, doing that
True.
whole thing that the king that cut the baby in half, whatever his name is, King Canute,
Yes. Yeah.
whatever
I
his
know what
name.
you mean. I can't remember the name.
So
Yeah.
what is that, that's basically what needs to happen, isn't it? They need to actually just grow up, the pair of them, and actually just have a mature conversation with one another and say, look, the pair of us might not be the best friends in the world, but actually we're both here for the same reason and we're both looking after Nigel and we need to cooperate with one another, and that makes Nigel's life easier. The whole point of us is to make Nigel's life easier, so let's
Yeah.
focus on that rather than trying to make him favor one of us.
Yeah. I'm wondering if next week or something, they're going to be at loggerheads in the house. Nigel's going to hear. And
Run
instead of
away.
trying to get involved, he's just going to, yeah, he's going to run away and go, I don't want to be a burden to anyone.
Yeah.
Then they're going to have to find him. And then that's when they'll both go, right, we need to figure something out because this isn't working.
Bless him. Bless him. I
Yeah.
wonder how much longer we've got Nigel for.
I've just got
He's
Christmas in
not
my
dying
head.
at the moment. Well, he is dying, but do you know what I mean? He's not like he doesn't seem like he's in the
Yeah.
final stages or anything yet, is he? Like he's capable of, walking around, talking, and doing all his own thing. So we theoretically could have this for a good few months yet. But then again, I don't know how quickly someone can deteriorate in this position either.
I think it's different for everyone. I think everyone can deteriorate at different speeds. But then when he had the assessment, they did say, like, you're cognitive function has decreased a lot since your last assessment, so.
I mean, yeah, I understand with the clock, but with the address, no, it hasn't. Everyone's mental cognitive
Well,
abilities have decreased if that's the case. We've
I
all got
do agree it
dementia
was
if
a
that
very
test is
common
anything to go by.
Mansfield. It were a road in Mansfield, weren't it, as well?
Don't
Like,
know. Of
yeah,
course, I don't know.
it was an awkward
I.
name, an awkward road name, and then it
Yeah.
were Mansfield, I feel. And
And
I thought,
now do a test in the middle of that and then tell me what the address is. Ridiculous.
yeah, well, there you go.
Yes. So we'll see how the Nigel stuff progresses. It's a sad storyline, but I am enjoying it because everybody involved is great. And it's nice to see this side of Phil. It's a more caring side of Phil. But I'm pleased hasn't just been abandoned, because that can sometimes happen with a load of character development, especially when a new producer comes in and they're like, no, we'll just put Phil back over there again. Thank you very much. That hasn't happened, so that's
No,
great.
it's not. Yeah, I agree with that. We also saw a bit of Lexi as well this week. I feel like we've seen bits and bobs of her, but I feel like she might be on screen a bit more again soon.
Well, I wonder why that is.
Why?
Because Ben's.
Oh yeah, of course, because of Ben.
Just name me
Yeah,
that
there we
address again,
go.
Ray. Just give me that address again.
Something Mansfield.
Summit
Well,
Mansfield.
I thought it were interesting that they've made her and Julie get along. So I wonder if
Yeah.
Wise Lexi's going to have a word with Phil as well at some
This is the thing with
point.
Lexi, right? She is actually quite a mature kid, and yet they keep giving her scenes where, like, she's playing with hand puppets and things like that. And it's
But
sort of
she's
like,
still a kid, though.
I
She's
know,
still
but
a
then at the same
kid.
time, she's really mature and has shown on numerous occasions that she's more than capable of dealing with anything at Albert Square can throw at them better than any of the adults.
That's kids for you, Rob,
Kids
though. They
for you.
surprise you. They're still
They
like playing
do.
with kiddie things, even if they've got, wise shoulders, a
Why
wise
shoulders
head
on
on
their
their
head?
shoulders.
Why should. What's that address again, Ray?
Right.
There we go.
Anyway.
Right, let's now move on to the next story. So on to Oscar now. The truth is out. Jack has discovered exactly what went on with him and Patrick this week. What's he gonna do about that?
Well, this is interesting, isn't it? Because he's been, in quite the, oh, I'd say conundrum, but he found all that out about Kojo, was absolutely ready to just go straight ahead and report it. Even give it, I know I'm skipping ahead a bit, but I do feel like it's relevant to how is he then going to turn around and not do anything if he's found this out about Oscar?
Jack so often does this, though, doesn't he? Like,
Yeah,
he will. He
hypocritical copper,
he's
innit?
such a hypocrite, say it. Hypocritical copper.
Hippa-kappa-kappa. Yeah.
Hippa-kappa-kappa. Yeah, he is, because he will so often, like, decide that he's the best like cop in the world and will
Yeah.
e arrest everybody, unless it comes to one certain issue, in which case, well, I can look the other way on that occasion. It's like, make your mind up.
Yeah.
One or the other, mate. One or the other.
So, at what point are you taking the moral high ground? Because
Yeah.
actually, in these two circumstances, really, you should be reporting Oscar. As much as I love Oscar and I don't want him to
Absolutely.
leave the square, but we know that he's not going to, because they're not going to get rid of
No,
Oscar this
but you are
quickly.
fully prepared to put someone in Kojo's position in prison for
Yeah.
accidentally taking an MDMA tablet. Yeah, sure, Jack.
Rather than
Sure.
investigate how a vulnerable
Yeah.
person
No, I'll
has
just throw him in
been put in
jail.
this
No, it's much
position,
easier. Yeah.
he's probably going to get deported. Well, maybe he
Bad
shouldn't have
copper.
took those drugs then, should he? Like,
Bad
what?
copper.
Yeah.
Bad copper. But we'll come on to that later with the drug
Yes, we
stuff.
shall.
Yes, we shall. So Patrick's and the Yolande stag do and hen do's are kind of kicking off this week. I did quite enjoy all this. I like Patrick and Oscar's relationship. I really don't want this to ruin that, because I think it's great and I love it.
So do I. It's kind of a shame that this is all going to happen, really, that when it all comes out properly, because Patrick is inevitably going to find out,
Yeah, of course he
probably on
is.
the wedding day, actually, when you think
Probably on the
about
wedding
it.
day. Yeah, exactly. Well, I think Anthony will discover a few things, I'm suspecting.
Yes, I think you're
Yes.
right.
Yes.
And the Howie stuff, maybe. And then they're going to find out that
Yes.
Jack knew, oh, it's all going to kick
It's
off,
all going
isn't
to
it?
kick off.
But it would have been nice for Patrick and Oscar to have maybe just had this relationship, because
Just on
it
its
could have
own.
been, yeah, it could have been something as simple as he's seen Patrick struggling carrying something in. I think I said this with the Yolande thing, and then it could have been, oh, you're Jim's grandson. Automatically, there you go. Then they
Yeah.
can bond. That would have been enough, I feel.
Well, I wonder if is that going to be enough to kind of get them through the reveal, and he'll go, okay, I understood your situation when Oscar explains everything that happened, and what's up. Because bearing in mind sort of what Paul used to be like as well, I wonder if Patrick can
True.
be a bit more forgiving on that front. What do you think?
That is true. And I think maybe now Jack knows, and he's obviously not going to say anything. He will probably be able to talk to Patrick about it, maybe. I actually think Patrick will be more forgiving than Yolande. I actually think
Yes.
Yolande is going to be more hurt than Patrick about it.
Yeah,
Because
absolutely.
she's going to feel like the tr I think it'll take a long time for her to trust Oscar
Yeah,
after it.
absolutely. We shall see. But the stag do, spoons sounds fun. I want to play spoons. That looks good fun.
Yeah, he did.
Good.
Do you play the game Go Fish? I feel like we probably played Go
I
Fish.
imagine so, yeah. I mean,
Yeah?
it's no Uno, but
It's
you know.
no Uno. But I thought, is it just Go Fish and then you have to grab a spoon? I didn't quite understand the rules,
Yeah, it's
but.
just yeah. All games could be improved if you just had to grab a spoon in the middle of it, really. You
Yeah?
know, if
Yeah, why
football
not?
involved grabbing spoons, I'd probably watch it more, you know.
Yeah, fair. I
If I
think
had
I
to
would
run
as
around an
well.
Olympic running track and then halfway through stop and grab a spoon and then carry on, I'd be all over that, you know.
The kind that's kind of like a relay race,
Egg and
Rob,
spoon.
but not a spoon. Kind of do something
Could do it with a
similar.
spoon, couldn't they? You could do a
Yeah, you could do
you
with
could
a
do a
spoon,
relay
why
race with a
not?
spoon. Why not? And then obviously meanwhile the hen do is going on at Harry's barn. David Peckham bursts in to an
Love
actual head.
that.
I mean, come on now. The whole sort of way it was framed of hen party this way, and then David Peckham just
Yeah, that was
struts along.
genius. That was
Brilliant. Loved
genius.
it.
Brilliant. Do
We're
you know
easily
what I will say
entertained.
about what I'm going to say about this era, actually, because at first we were, I wouldn't say we were overly critical about like criticizing it, but there were, that couple of weeks where
No,
we were
we said it
like,
was a shaky start.
yeah, it was a shaky start. But I feel like we've had a lot of humour injected in the past few
Yes.
weeks. At first, it would just felt like it was kind of a lot of Oscar, but
Yeah.
then we've had some nice, like, we had a lot of community scenes this
I was going to
week.
say, I feel
None in
like.
the Vic either, which is interesting.
Well, I feel like what actually has happened is that Wadey has sort of continued the community thing that Chris Clenshaw
True.
sort of built back up again, and he's taken a look at that and go, well, obviously that needs to continue, and he's made a conscientious effort to sort of keep that going. There's been a lot of community stuff the past few weeks, which I've really enjoyed, and like you say, the humour has sort of peaked as well. It's been quite funny the past couple of weeks, especially like you say with Oscar has been a big part of that, but this with the chickens, I loved all of that kind of thing, so I don't mind. But you know,
No, I
it when
don't.
it goes funny like this, you know, considering that EastEnders isn't meant to be the funny soap, actually, arguably these days, and has done for a while, EastEnders does comedy a lot better than what the funny soap is supposed to be doing, you know, as in Coronation Street.
Controversial.
Not in the
Hot
slightest.
you said it.
I don't think there's a single Coronation Street viewer that would disagree with me these days.
No, to be honest, yeah, I agree. Although I don't think EastEnders has been as funny as it has been in the past few weeks. It's interesting because it is nice to have a bit of tomfoolery mixed in with the
Just
series.
slapstick, wasn't it, this week, which I quite enjoyed.
Well, I found that little scene with Nicola when she did she slip on bird poo and then got tissue stuck to the bottom of her foot. For it to
That's
happen to
fine.
someone like Nicola, you would think that they'd never make something like that happen to her, but it were actually quite a nice little touch, I thought.
She had egg on her face, Ray. That's what she had. Egg on her
Hey.
face. Hey, hey.
Hey.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, the
Oh, yeah.
Oscars.
The hen and
So,
stag do we were
Hen and
talking
Stag
about. What
do.
were the
Yeah.
toilet roll, by the way?
Oh, I don't know,
I know
some game,
because
some
Merson
ridiculous
had some,
game.
but.
Yeah, some ridiculous game that Kim came up with, which from what I could gather, involved chucking a load of toilet roll at each other as if it were a thing.
Yeah, like fashioning dresses out of
Yeah.
toilet roll and stuff. I don't know. I
Mind
just
you,
thought,
I thought
hey.
Yolande looked quite nice. I thought that was quite a nice dress that Yolande had on. They did
Hey,
well with that.
props to the props department because they did a
Absolutely.
great job,
They did a
didn't
great
they?
job there, yeah.
Hey,
Abs
yeah.
didn't they just? The main thing that come out of this really is that Howie and Oscar can't sort of stop kind of sniping at each other, and unfortunately, at the stag do, they actually start getting into a physical fight, which gives Patrick a panic attack and sort of alerts
Bless him.
everybody to the fact that there's an issue between those two. Oscar tries to sort of like come up with excuses for it, which is 10 times more than Howie does, by the way. Howie's just like, go on, then you explain that. Go on, off you go. Yeah, go on. As though
Well,
Howie hasn't got anything to lose in this situation.
right, so this is interesting to me because that to me makes Howie think that he's not done anything as bad as Oscar. And in this scenario, who do you think has actually done something worse?
I mean, they're not great either of them, really, are they?
Neither of them are great, I agree, but a part of me thinks that what Howie's doing is kind of worse.
I don't know,
Given his
because.
relationship with Patrick and the fact that he lives with him, saw
Yeah.
everything that happened, then tried
I
to
mean,
blackmail him for Patrick's money.
I think morally, Howie's more in the wrong. Whereas legally, Oscar's more in the wrong, I would say.
Yeah. Yes, I agree with that. I'm not saying that what Oscar did is is fine by any
That
means,
sounds like
but
exactly what you're saying, Ria. I don't know what you're
but if you look at it objectively, Oscar didn't know Patrick at the time when he did it. Oscar was in dire straits. Does it excuse what he did? Absolutely not. But like you say, morally, I do think that Howie is the way. I think when everybody finds out, they will judge Howie more than Oscar
I hope so.
eventually. When they find out the whole details of it,
Yeah, I hope so, because I think
Oscar's a young
how.
kid as well, you
Yeah, he's
know?
got a tag in his leg. You know, it's not great. And so yeah, obviously Jack kind of gets the truth. Well, kind of gets the truth out of him accidentally because Lauren tells him about the knife thing from a few weeks back,
With
and
Peter,
then
yeah.
yeah, and then Jack goes to Oscar and goes, "I know everything." And Oscar's, and then Oscar instantly like kind of blurs, verbal diarrhea is all over the place, and just basically says everything that happened with Patrick. And Jack's like, "Oh, I didn't know that."
You knew it were doomed as soon as he said, I
Yeah.
know everything. You're
Yeah,
right,
you can
here we
see.
go.
I've
Now
really. I don't need
you'll
to
know
watch the rest of this
everything.
episode. I know exactly how this
Yeah.
episode's going to end now. Thank you
Yeah.
very much. Yeah. So, where does he go?
So
What does he do?
I think the first thing Jack's going to do is go and talk to Lauren about everything, find out exactly what's been going on. Then he's going to find out exactly what involvement Howie's had and why they've been arguing. Then I think Jack is going to encourage Oscar and Howie to come clean and then try and convince everyone else to not report Oscar, I would think. I don't think he's
Yeah.
going to keep it secret for, or is he?
Well, I
Why
mean, the
would he
thing
keep
is,
it secret for him,
if
especially
he finds,
Howie?
yeah, I mean, if he finds out about Howie, obviously Jack is with Denise.
Mm.
So is he not
This is
going to
what I
want?
mean.
He's surely going to tell Denise the second he finds out about Howie, isn't he? You'd think. But it's Jack, so who
This is,
knows?
well, this is it. This is what I'm thinking. Or is he just going to have private words with Howie and try and run him off at Square himself and be like, you better leave now before I tell everyone or
So
something?
I'm a big scary copper. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, who knows?
Or it's just going to be the wedding. Maybe Jack won't find out about Howie until the wedding, and then that'll be the last straw for Jack, and then he'll blurt it out. I
I
don't
mean,
know.
something's going to kick off at the wedding, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's all probably going to
Yeah.
get revealed in one
Yeah.
lump sum at the wedding, I would have thought, in
Yes.
classic soap form.
Of course.
I mean, yeah, but in conclusion, I hope that when it all comes out, I hope that Oscar and Patrick's relationship can survive because it's really, really cute and I love it. And I love
Yeah.
the fact that they've got this whole rivalry with dominoes and
Yeah.
now Oscar has taught him a new game and that can
Yeah.
be their thing as well. I love it. I think it's really cute.
He's gonna end up being Patrick's gonna be like his surrogate granddad because Jim's not here. I think that's where it'd lead to.
Yeah.
But I think Patrick will be.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Angry for a bit, you'll land, he'll take a lot more
Yeah.
convincing, and then I think they'll carry it on again, the relationship, and then I think they'll ultimately be fine. Howie, however, not
And
looking good for
Anthony's going
him.
to cause problems as well, isn't he?
Yeah, and that, eh? You never know. Kim might take a shine to Anthony.
Arguably, I would say if she's been kicking off at Howie for being a little bit boring, she's not going to want to go through Anthony because
That is so true.
surely.
I did, yeah, but I was just thinking she might go, oh, smart
Doctor?
doctor, you
Oh,
know,
Dr. Anthony. Hello. I'm trying to think
yeah.
if they met before. I can't remember if they've been on screen together before
He
or
did
not.
come back at one point,
He
didn't he? But
did.
I
I
can't remember
don't.
if they were on screen
I
together.
want to say that. Yeah, because I want to say that he might have left before Kim arrived and they've never actually met.
I
Possibly,
think
but
he
then
did leave before she
you'd have
arrived,
thought
but
they
then
would
he
have,
came back
you'd
for
have thought they
like
would
the
have
odd
met at
thing.
some point, considering Kim is like within Patrick's family. I would
You
have
would
thought,
think, but I'm
yeah.
not
But
sure because
we'll find
I feel
out.
like Patrick goes to see Anthony rather than
Yeah,
Anthony obviously ever coming to Patrick. So maybe not.
we'll see.
Maybe it'll
We
be the
will
first
see.
time.
Right, ladies and gents, let's move on to the biggest storyline of the week, and that is all the drama that has been happening with Kojo. So happy birthday, Kojo. What an MD amazing day he has.
I forgot it was his birthday as well. Well, you know what? If you're
I
going to
think
celebrate,
there's been worse birthdays, I would argue. I think he had a great
bless
time.
him.
All this about, oh, Kojo's passed out. No, he hasn't. He was lying on that bench feeling the vibes from the world. He was staring up at the sky, looking at every single star individually and imagining the scope. That's what he was doing.
You reckon?
Oh, yeah.
To be fair, I wouldn't have thought that he would have been passed out from it. I don't think it makes you sleepy, right?
Not that me and you know anything about this sort of thing. But I don't think MDMA is the sort of... Because it's ecstasy, isn't it? It's the sort of thing you take when you're about to go clubbing.
I don't know. We were Googling it, weren't we? Because we were like... What's the difference between it? Because it were in a pill form and stuff. Why were they calling it MD anyway?
Yeah, so MDMA is like the champagne. MDMA anyway. MDMA is like the purest form of ecstasy, isn't it? Like it's like the champagne of the ecstasy world, apparently. Like you take MDMA when you like want to know that it's completely and utterly like devoid of any other crap.
So if anything, then they're technically... At least the dealing stuff that's okay then and not caught with stuff? Is that what we're assuming? I don't think that is what we're supposed to assume.
I don't think that's the message from the storyline.
No, probably not. At least they'd be good dealers, right?
I mean, can we just...
Although Ravi has said that in the past.
Yes, he has. He has had that conversation. I mean, for goodness sake, I mean, how inutterably stupid of Oki to do that. Right, so we want to get rid of this guy. He's becoming a bit of an issue. I know. Let's give this vulnerable man some MDMA. And then, he's gone off onto the square, has he? Well, that should be fine. There will be no consequences from that whatsoever. Idiot.
Yeah, let's draw attention to him in the place where all his family live that might want to bring him back to his own flat as well afterwards.
Like... And then everyone's turning around to Harry and going, why is this causing drama? It's like, what do you think is causing drama? Idiots.
Do you know what, though, as well? Like... So with all of this, obviously they've decided that they're using Kerjo's flat now to do whatever they need to do with drugs. Got like a drug factory going on in there.
Something like that. But it seems like all they're really using that for is a crash pad and just sitting around the flat.
Just like a place to like prepare the drugs, I feel. The thing that's got me with this, right, is... Obviously, they're saying that so at the start of the week, Ravi's got like undercover cops outside and everything, and then one of his places has been raided. So then Oki's like, we need to find a new place, a new HQ kind of thing. Then he suggests to Ravi, Kerjo's flat. This is where I'm struggling with all this because I don't think that Ravi would agree to that. It would have made more sense to me if Oki had used Kerjo's place without mentioning it to Ravi, and then Ravi found out, and then Ravi were kind of like, well, it's working for now, but really, I don't want to stay there much longer. But instead, Ravi's seemingly fine with him using Kerjo's flat. That bit's just not adding up for me.
I feel like, I feel like Ravi, when the idea was suggested to him, and because he's got the whole HMRC, I think what we're supposed to be getting from it is that because of the whole HMRC and the fact that he needs money desperately, he's gone, whatever, that'll do.
And, he's desperate kind of thing.
Harry has turned around to him and said, can we not? Ravi's gone, stop whinging, I need this doing, and I own you, and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. Honestly, like I said last week, if I was Harry, I would be searching far and wide for some other alternative location for this to be going on.
Yeah. Or, do you know what else might have made more sense? Is if Ravi had found out that it was Kerjo who flushed him. And then we're like, well, then we're going to use as a part. And this was kind of the payback.
Maybe.
We've still got that to find out. Because I thought, for me, I'm like, is this the worst it's going to get? Or are we supposed to think it's going to get even worse when they do find out the truth?
Well, I don't know. Nicola's involved now, isn't she? I think Nicola's... Yes. The next stage of this is Nicola getting involved and she's going to sort of... Because
she's got heavies, hasn't she?
She has got heavies and she's absolutely desperate to sort of mend her relationship with Harry. So I feel like this is now going to be Nicola versus Ravi, possibly versus Oki. Speaking of Oki, he's got a gun.
Sorry?
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that. It was literally one of the duff-duffs at the end of the week, him revealing that he had a gun and saying that George is going to be dealt with if he gets in the way of the problem.
When he said...
What was that address again, Ree? What was that address?
Okay. 179 Billingham Avenue, actually, or something.
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah. I knew you were going to say that. So Oki's got a gun. Chekhov's gun is back on the equation, isn't it? So someone's getting shot. Bad. Someone's getting shot. You reckon Oki just...
Not?
Yeah.
Bring Oki in to kill him off, why not? It kind of would make sense for it to be okay. They can't kill Kerjo off.
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean that someone's going to get killed, but someone's going to get shot.
Someone's going to get shot.
Yeah.
I could see it being George then, actually.
Yeah, or some... Because
Nicola's going to shoot George.
Well, why would she do that? just because she's sick of hearing Daddy Cool. It's like one of those, shut up, don't want to hear that song anymore.
I don't know, he might go for Harry or something.
Maybe. I mean, slight spoiler siren, and it's kind of a spoiler siren, but sort of like doesn't reveal that much. It has been sort of revealed with future spoilers and stuff that the next couple of weeks are quite big.
For who?
Well, I'm not sure yet, but apparently an incident kicks off. That's right, all we know so far. Not next week, the week after, an incident kicks off. And that week, you know, me and my writers, Ree, that week where an incident kicks off, we've got two Brian Kirkwoods, a Carrie Andrews and a Simon Ashdown. So...
No Lauren Clee?
No Lauren Clee, no.
Okay, interesting. All right, so we are talking big things, okay.
I think we are talking big things, yes. Don't know what big things are occurring that are big.
This is the biggest thing at the moment, really, isn't it?
Yeah,
I think the Knights are involved in a lot, and the Mitchells, aren't they? Maybe Gina.
Well,
I know they're going to kill Anna off.
Maybe. I mean, also the Joel stuff as well. Like, just because Oakie's currently got the gun doesn't mean that he's going to keep the gun. That gun can go missing, and then anyone can get hold of it.
Yeah, it could be another case of Kojo finds it and decides to try and get rid of it or something.
Cindy could get paranoid about something again and be like, right, I'm having that gun this time. No one's arguing with me.
I'm not going to fill for a gun this time. I'm sure that Oakie's got one. I'm sure I've seen
it. I'll sleep with Oakie and then I'll have his gun. I'll be absolutely fine.
She would, to be fair. She totally would.
Yeah, so something's going to kick off with that gun in the next couple of weeks. So someone's in danger. Whether everyone's going to die, I don't know. But someone is in danger. What do you think? If you had to, like, say, you reckon Anna? Is that your top suspect for it?
I feel like it's going to be some kind of feud between the Knights and Mitchells. We had so obviously when all this happens with Kojo, George is running around the square trying to find Harry because he's adamant that it's Harry who's given Kojo the drugs. Then we had that massive scene in Harry's barn because do you not think the timing of it, like all the Knights seem to be there, including Elaine, right?
Nah.
Then next comes in with Teddy and Billy.
Yes.
They come in and see George attacking Harry.
Yes.
Gina's there trying to protect Harry. Maybe Gina, she's quite in the middle of it when you think about it.
Yes, she is.
Gina and Kojo are the ones in the middle.
In fact, she'd be a good sort of pivot character for that storyline, wouldn't she? Yeah,
definitely. And then you could imagine Gina finding out exactly what's happened, and then would she be taking George's side and going, this is completely out of order, or would, you know, that part of her where she needs to save somebody and help Harry out somehow, take over. Yeah. I don't know, though, what's happened to Kojo. But then again, he was unharmed in it all.
Kojo was having a great time, I would argue. I don't think Kojo was in any danger. I don't think he was in it. I'm not saying that, you know, it's great that he was given those drugs, and it was unutterably stupid for them to give him those drugs as well. I cannot believe that Oakie was like, yeah, you have that, and then was kicking off at people because drama had happened from it.
Well, they said he were giving it him to chill him out, and he did, like, I didn't think it was something that you give to somebody to chill out.
It's hardly a night nurse, is it?
No, it's certainly not a night nurse. Anyway, that's what they decided to do.
Well, Kojo's always kind of, but it's interesting now that Kojo's kind of quite scared now. Like he sees like Oakie as a liar. And I get now that he doesn't really want Oakie in his flat anymore. So now that's going to cause more issues, isn't it? Because Harry wants him gone, and now Kojo's want him gone, and now Oakie's going to turn nasty because he's already saying, "Oh, I'm going to shoot George," or you know, if bad things happen. So what's going to happen?
I think Ravi needs to.
Ravi needs to sort this out.
Investigating.
Yeah,
because let's be honest, like this is what I'm saying about Ravi agreeing to it all. So then actually, is it going to end up being Ravi and George who end up having a war? Or like you say, Nicola and Ravi because of Ravi getting Harry so involved. Will Nicola and George end up pairing up and George will understand the predicament that Harry was in, perhaps?
Well, talking of Nicola, she and George appear to be back on this week. Nicola was having a drama this week of all of her own, because apparently it's the anniversary of her dad dying, who she absolutely couldn't stand. And she apparently puts one day aside of the year to grieve that man. Whereas I would have thought if she absolutely couldn't stand... So I feel like there's more to reveal here, because if she couldn't stand him, why would you put a day of the year to feel sad about it? Surely you'd be celebrating that day if he died and you couldn't stand him.
Oh, no, Rob. This is repressed trauma. This explains everything about Nicola. This explains everything about her personality.
Oh, go on.
Look at what an awful childhood she's had. A father who did that, she described that he'd show her off when he wanted to and then smack her when she got home for being naughty, in inverted commas. Like, you don't hate children, let's be honest. So that enough isn't...
Oh,
that in itself is bad enough. So Nicola puts up this wall, which is what George says. Now I understand why you have this wall up and don't let anybody in. So that's why she spends all year being in denial. Then this one day is when she allows herself to actually be upset about her childhood and relives the trauma. But she dresses it up as though this is the time that I put for my mum because she's the one who tried to protect me.
Yeah. So what
she's
you think it's more about? You think it's more about her sort of having a day where she. But again, I don't know why you would do that. I feel like you would go the other way with. I would go the other way with it anyway. Maybe I'm just different, but like it seems like the idea of having a day that you put aside to be depressed about something that used to happen to you seems counterproductive to moving on from it.
Because I think otherwise, if she allows herself, she'd be like that every single day of the year. So she represses it for the rest of the time and goes, you can have that one day to be upset about it. Otherwise, you get on with it and you be this hard nut Nicola and you don't let anyone put you down and all that. Probably channeling her dad for the rest
maybe
of the year.
So are we going to find out more about this? Because it feels like this is, like you say, this is seems to be quite a vital facet to her character. Of what went on, so
possibly I think we need to know more about her mum. Like, and she mentioned us. My mum did this to protect us. We know she's got a sister.
So I think we need to meet this sister, don't we?
I definitely think we need to meet this sister. I think we need to know more about what's happened. Is her mum still alive?
I've got a feeling that her mum's dead. I thought she said that this week.
She did say something like that, and then I remember my mum. Didn't she? So I feel like her mum is passed.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to know the circumstance of how her mum passed. Was it at the hands of a dad or so? Do you know what I mean? Is there more to it in that way? But I also feel like this was also just another way of us seeing that George and Nicola would work really well together, really surprisingly. I am actually here for George and Nicola.
I am kind of here
They've
for George and
got
Nicola, yeah.
The troubled dad's background that they're bonding over. We've seen her softer side already so much with George. I feel like he is somebody who can get her to open up more than I dare say we witnessed with Teddy, if I'm quite honest with you. Would you agree?
I'd agree with that. I think it's an interesting pairing. And actually, she is George's type from what we have been able to gather. At the end of the day, we know the three women that we've known have been in George's life, that we've met, I should say, Cindy, Elaine, and now Nicola.
Yeah.
All quite sort of strong women, all quite gobby, you know, definitely, all quite sort of not afraid of tackling anybody, you know. So he has got that type. And I feel like Nicola is the sort of person that would be attracted to George as well. Like, she quite likes these powerful men as well. As you'll see, George is quite a powerful man. So I think they are quite well suited. I do want the Nicola Cindy feud to continue because that will be absolutely gold.
They had that moment when they were all there watching chickens, didn't they? And Cindy made some snipe and Nicola gave her back.
Keep that going, please, and bring it and fuel it on and make it bigger, please, because I like that a lot. That's interesting.
Yeah, I agree.
So, in relation to that, if you're putting George and Nicola together and now you've got Gina and Harry together, with a gun going around, it feels like either Harry or Gina is going to be on the receiving end of a bullet, as some description.
Yes, possibly. But then you were saying that George and Nicola kind of ended again, I would say, seeing as they went and like threatened a son. Then again, at the end of the week, he's keep your friends close, enemies closer.
Is he maybe using Nicola to try and sort out what's happening with Harry then? Does he have genuine feelings for Nicola?
I don't think he'd take that angle because I think he would know that Nicola wouldn't say anything. Then again, Nicola, you know, they had those moments that they shared and then Nicola threw him under a bus and said, you know, oh, an hour ago you were telling me your daughter were a druggie. That's the kind of person she is, isn't she?
Yeah, but then,
protect her son.
Yeah.
Or to protect her son,
protect
to be
her
fair.
Son. Yeah.
I don't know. I think Gina George for me.
Okay.
Or Anna, possibly Anna somehow gets mixed up in it all somehow. I don't know how, but we know that she's leaving.
We do. Who's leaving? Anna is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anna,
so,
yeah,
yeah,
Anna,
yeah.
Gina, yeah.
Yeah. We shall see. As talking about couples getting back together, Ravi and Priya, they are back on again, and they're keeping it secret from the kids because they want to.
Yeah.
Because it, for reasons, they don't want to put too much pressure on the situation. They don't want to.
I think it makes sense. Make sure that you're fully into it before you tell the kids and get their potentially get their hopes up.
Priya is head over heels for that man. I think it was quite clear this week, wasn't she?
Yeah, they work. They work well together, don't they?
They do.
They are a good couple. I mean,
Denise, who?
I was just going to say we could have had Ravi and Denise, but there we go.
No, I don't want that now. I want Ravi.
No,
and Priya.
I don't.
Yeah, so which kind of proves the point. Maybe that was the right decision, but I'm never going to say that out loud.
I think you just did, Rob.
No, I didn't. I mumbled this. It was implied. I think they are quite sweet together, but Priya is unaware of everything that's going on with Ravi at the moment. Ravi is sort of being quite bad at the moment. Like, he had that whole thing where he trapped Harry's hand in the door. He's being a bit of a bully. He's being quite a villain behind the scenes of the relationship. So
this is what I mean. I don't like about Ravi. Like, why have they just decided to do this? Do you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, a lot of it is desperation at this point, isn't it? I think we're supposed to be assuming, like, because he's got no money whatsoever, like, he's just wanting this whole drug situation to absolutely sort everything out. Maybe he thinks if he's a bit of a dick about it, it'll make things happen quicker. But
going back to what he knows, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah.
But obviously, Priya's delivered this ultimatum of, right, we can make this work as long as you're not doing anything dodgy. Anything dodgy needs to stop, or we're not being a thing. So then Ravi, he mulls it over, doesn't he? And then for some reason, a conversation with Zach wearing that trench coat and those loafers.
What was wrong with the trench coat and the loafers?
Oh, have you not seen it circulating? People are like, what on earth was this outfit?
I didn't.
We've not seen
anything.
That.
I saw it. I didn't particularly.
Did you not think anything of it?
No, not the slightest. No. Zach could wear a bin liner, and I'd be delighted.
Well, that's true.
So I don't care.
I see people saying, like, "Oh, they're really, you know, upcycling clothes by using Shirley Carter's wardrobe."
Yeah, I can see that.
But anyway, this conversation with Zach, somehow, so Ravi's got his phone and he's contemplating sending this text to Oki, saying, "That's it. Call everything off.
Yeah,
not doing this anymore." Then I think if Zach could have known that what he said would have meant that he went, "Oh no, actually, yeah, let's carry it all on.
Keep that
yeah,
going.
You're right.
Yeah.
I should do anything for my kids."
You're right.
Then he decides, "I'll not send that.
Delete that text." Yeah, sure.
Yeah. There's something not quite adding up with all this for Ravi for me, but
I feel like Avani is a big part of this as well. I feel like Avani's sort of emotional state at the moment is pushing Ravi forwards quite a lot. Like, I think he feels that he needs to step up as a dad, and to do that he needs a load of money behind him. And I think he feels like he's letting Avani down by not having anything sort of in terms of businesses and everything. So I feel like he thinks that when he's got loads of money, he can go back to being a good, nice person again.
I know what you mean. It's almost like he doesn't feel like he can offer a security at the moment because he's not got the money coming in.
Yeah.
So in his head, right, I'm kind of doing this for Avani. Like you said, perhaps if she wasn't in this vulnerable state that she's been in recently, maybe he wouldn't be like trying to compensate with trying to get money in a dodgy way.
Yeah, she is still vulnerable, Avani. The kids all got their GCSE results this week. GCE results, sorry. That's when you know you're old, right? When they changed the grading system. You realise it's 1 to 9 now?
Yeah, I knew that. 9's an A star.
What?
Four and above's a pass. I've looked it up.
What was wrong with the letters? What was wrong with the letters?
Absolutely nothing wrong with those letters. It's just for sacred, isn't it? I totally agree.
Yeah.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
What did you get in your GCSEs?
Oh, God, I don't know. I can't remember that. Can you?
Yeah, I got all A stars.
I got an A. I got my highest grade was in drama. I know that much. I got an A.
Yeah.
Very
a
close
shocker.
To an A star.
What a shocker.
Right. Something that confused me this week. Did it confuse you?
Mm-hmm.
Was the age gap between Nugget and Avani?
I did see this. Did Nugget have to defer a year because of the dialysis stuff?
No, I've looked it all up. Right. I've looked it all up.
That's that.
Because
then.
I was like, why are they both getting GCSE results? I also thought that Nugget was older because he keeps mentioning turning 18. But so how true this is, but given that they're both in year 11, I went on www.eastenderswiki.com.
Just the two W's,
and
right?
Apparently.
Okay. What was that address again, Ray?
So Nugget was born September 2008.
Right.
Varney was born July 2009, which Jesus makes Christ. Them Irish twins.
It's only just happened.
The same year group at school.
What do you mean Irish twins?
Irish twins. Oh, I'm so glad you don't know this, because I only discovered this phrase.
What's that?
After having my daughter. It basically, it's a saying that they have if two kids are born within the same, 12 months, but they're not twins. You call them Irish twins.
Oh, okay.
And it comes from, like, you know, I was saying back in day. I don't think it was that back in day. Yeah, from Ireland, because they don't believe in, like, for religious reasons, don't use birth control as much, or didn't back then. So then you'd refer to them as Irish twins.
Oh, right. Okay. Interesting.
So Varney and Nugget are Irish twins, which I didn't realise. I thought she was like a year. I thought she was supposed to be a school year younger than Nugget, but.
Yes, so did I. I thought I was surprised. I think that I didn't necessarily register it when I was watching the scenes, but then I kind of thought later, wait, how is Varney doing her GCSEs? I thought Nugget was supposed to be older, but I don't know.
Anyway, there you go.
Either
Irish
way,
twins.
Varney's failed all of hers, practically. Everyone else seems to have passed. Everyone else seems to have passed quite cheerfully. So, but then, you know, Ravi does make the point, well, it doesn't really matter. And I've got to say, it really doesn't matter.
Like, well, nowadays?
Nobody checks, Ree. Come on. Like,
they might do these days, Rob. Everything's digitalised. We're probably quite lucky that ours all came on a piece of paper and we can go, definitely.
I got the highest.
A star in maths, yeah.
Not only did I get the highest grades in my year, I got the highest grades in the history of the school, actually, is what I got.
Yeah,
so,
actually, top student. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
I didn't get all A stars. You know what? I failed maths.
I failed science, and my dad was a science teacher, so
that's
that went
good.
Down well.
I bet he was proud.
I didn't fail. I got a fail grade. Still got a grade. I didn't get
a
U.
I got a U in maths.
Did you get a U in maths?
They put me into the wrong
category.
That's
what happened to me in science. I got put in the higher paper when I was put in the intermediate.
That's exactly what happened to me. That's exactly what happened to me. Because I came out of that exam thinking that was hard, but I think I did quite well. Turns out I got a few grades below. I think it was like if you don't get a C, then you fail. And apparently I was a few grades below a C. And to be honest, maths is not my strongest point at all. Like, I was really weak at maths at school. And actually, if I'd have just got a D in maths, I would have been thrilled with that because I'm really, really bad at maths. So it was unfair. But I failed maths. Obviously, whenever anybody asked me on a CV, I passed it with flying colours.
C would be a good one to put, because then they're not going to ask you to do loads of complicated algebra, are they?
Exactly. So Joel is still giving Avani some pressure as well. This is what we were talking about, Avani. Joel's still a thing. And Joel and Vicky, after that tirade he gave her last week, Vicky stands up to him this week. I don't know how effective that's going to be in the long term, though.
I noticed this, and it seems like she's not mentioned anything to Ross.
Idiotic.
About what he said.
But then
what would
he do anyway? Let's be honest, it's Ross.
You're right, but also she should still be telling him.
She should tell him, yeah. They're both ridiculous. This is how Joel is getting away with this. They're both failing this miserably. Like Vicky is trying to sort of keep that relationship sort of steady and try and keep the family thing afloat. Whereas she's fighting a losing battle. That's never, ever going to happen. Ross is doing absolutely nothing because he's trying to be the good cop in the situation.
Just enabling it.
So the pair of them are just utterly failing at this. And Joel is just going to do horrifically dark things in the coming months. I wouldn't be surprised if Joel gets hold of that gun, by the way.
Yeah, I could see that happening. I could see that happening as well. Do you know you've been saying that you think Vicky's in danger?
I do.
I still think Vicky is in danger, but I also think Stacey is, because we had another little scene with Stacey and Joel this week. Mm. Of Stacey being like, you're wrong. You're a wrong-head.
You're wrong.
You're sick. You're a
sick in
constantly,
Ed.
Her constantly going on at him like that, eventually he's going to snap, I think, at Stacey as well.
Possibly.
Or is it because...
To see Joel try and deal with Max if he comes back. That would be good luck with that, Joel, my son. Yes.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, Max would definitely be. Maybe that's how he'll come back.
Maybe.
Protecting Stacey.
The
tube scene.
Yes, we love that tube carriage.
Love that tube.
If in doubt,
how they all coincidentally end up on the same tube, on the same carriage.
Well, they might have gone somewhere together. Because they were off
not
celebrating
generally wouldn't have.
No, but they were off celebrating their GCSE results, GCE results.
Yeah. Those guys together made sense, but Joel happening to be on the same carriage. And yeah, he gives one look to Ivani and she shoots straight off, doesn't she?
Yeah, I think he would. There's something sinister. Sinister. So
there were
maybe.
Glances between those guys as well, like.
Yeah, Denzel and Nugget are sort of in his. Are sort of got his. Have got their eye on him, aren't they? Yeah, and Amy as well. Something terrible is going to happen there, Rhi. I'm telling you now. It's going to be awful. Something horrific. But I'm looking forward to it, weirdly, because I think that storyline is so, so strong. But at the same time, it's sort of like, I'm scared because Joel already is one of these characters that would do absolutely anything. Nothing he does would surprise me. It would shock me, but not surprise me.
No, it wouldn't. This is, where do they go with Joel? He either needs to be killed off or get arrested. And I actually think we should go down the arrested route and show the consequences of this kind of behaviour, if I'm honest.
Yeah, it's one or the other, isn't it? Because I feel like he's beyond redemption now.
I don't think there's any redeeming for him at all.
So there you go. So he's obviously unsettling Ivani. So Ivani's never isn't on the verge to writing herself. And while Ivani isn't writing herself, Ravi's not going to be writing himself either. So it's just all a house of cards that is collapsing. And somewhere in the middle of all of that is a great big flipping gun. And someone's going to get on the receiving end of that in the next couple of weeks. Big stuff is coming, ladies and gentlemen. Let's stay tuned for that. Gold star this week, Rhi.
Oh, I'm trying to think. Who could I... Do you know, I think I'm kind of going to give it to Harry. I think he's had quite a strong week, actually, with his involvement in everything. And I'm even empathising towards him, even though I think that there's a way out for him if he just, like, tells the right person about what's going on. So, yeah, but Harry.
Can I give it to David Peckham?
Oh, can you?
I mean, can I give it to a rooster? Can I give it to a rooster?
Come on.
No, I'll give it to Kojo.
Yeah, Kojo, go on then. Yeah,
but David Peckham gets a silver star.
He's a little animal star.
He does get a little animal star in his own little hutch. I love him. Absolutely love him. Right, ladies and gents, as usual, final part of the podcast is comments from you. So, in typical EastEnders fashion, as soon as we had done the podcast, edited it all, and uploaded it, then they released a trailer. It always happens. Always happens. Officially, the Zoe and Kat trailer has been released. It's a good trailer as well. I liked it. It was quite classic EastEnders trailer. I thought it was very, very good. Interesting stuff with like the contrast of night and day. And then they end up meeting in the You Ain't My Mother spot. Did you notice that? That's good.
Yeah, and Zoe's in the rain, but Kat's not, like, Kat's all like sunshine and roses, but Zoe's all like leathers and rain.
And who else is in that trailer, Rhi?
Yeah, go on.
Sharon. What was that address again?
Oh, yeah, Sharon. I didn't know who you were on about.
Sharon was back. Sharon's in the trailer. Interestingly, framed with Patrick as well. So Patrick and Sharon in Zoe's bit. As well, which is interesting, with sort of the characters that they sort of were related to in relation to Zoe as well. That was fun.
Of course,
Anthony and then Den and Dennis and everybody. Interesting.
Do you reckon she's coming back? Do you reckon she'll be back at their wedding, Patrick and Yolanda's, or do you think it's going to be after?
I mean, if they've released the trailer now, it can't be long away. I'm reckoning she's going to be back first week of September, and whatever this incident is, because they've got some big writers writing that week. I feel like she's back that week.
Yeah, probably then. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
I have no evidence with that. That isn't a spoiler, but I feel like she's back in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, that would make sense as well for how long she's been gone in.
Anthony's back next week, so it would make sense.
See, this is it. If Zoe is Cleo, is she coming back with Anthony and that's who she's engaged to?
But then
why is she in rain?
And I feel like they would know who she... This is what I don't get about this whole Cleo thing. This is what's thrown me. Because if she's putting all over Facebook that she's getting married and engaged and stuff, Vicky would know that that's Zoe.
Oh, yeah, that's a very good point. If she's on she's on Facebook, then she would recognise the show.
Yeah, of course she would.
So maybe she just isn't Joel's mum then.
Which would completely and utterly throw every single theory that we've had for the past, like, 2 months out of the window.
Not all of them. I do agree, though. I've seen a lot of people online saying, like, you know, it is a bit too soon after all the Cindy stuff. Like, it is a very similar scenario.
I get it.
That's a soap as well.
Yeah, and also that doesn't particularly bother me. Like, you could throw, like, the fact that all these coincidences happen, like, it doesn't especially bother me. I sort of, like, do a wry eyebrow at it and then move on with my life and enjoy the storyline. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't affect the enjoyment of the story for me, necessarily.
I know what you're saying, it doesn't, and then it just adds a whole other dynamic to
Yeah.
everything, and it's not the end of the world, is it? And it's just a soap. I think sometimes you have to just go,
Yeah.
well, it's a soap, and that's what happens,
There's
so.
too many pawns in place for it not to be Zoe at this point, I feel like.
I don't feel like it is there now. Like, after you've just said that, which is such a valid point, unless we find out that Vicky doesn't touch social media or something and has never ever seen a picture of Clear, which again is
Feels
unbelievable.
unlikely, doesn't it? So
But then
something.
again, I think we said this before, they might have got rid of all traces of her, you know?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Please let us know your comments about and theories about how exactly Zoe's going to come back. Do you
Yeah.
think, is it just us? Do you think that Zoe is Joel's mum? And what do you think that could mean? And if you do, then who the hell is Cleo? Let us know. Let us know what you think. But that trailer's good. I was excited by it. It looks very, very good. And I am looking forward to it kicking off. I feel like it's going to be a big September, which will then
Yes.
invariably lead into a massive Christmas as well. So,
Yes. Do you know what? I think things are actually stepping up. I think everything's like sorting in quite nicely at the minute.
so do
I
I. I
feel
think
like
it's.
it's an all right era so far. I'm all right for
I
it. I'm
mean,
here for it,
it's
you
early
know?
days, and you know, we
Yes,
said
it is
this.
early
You
days.
said this when we were kicking off about it a couple of weeks ago, that the pacing was a bit off and it's been a shaky start,
Yeah.
but then it's so early on. Like, I don't
Yeah.
feel like, and this is what I feel like. I feel like he needed his, I feel like we needed some bits into place so that this could
Yeah.
all kick off in September. Like, yeah,
Yeah.
it might feel a bit sort of like, ah, there you go. But then now it's all in place and we've accepted it and we've moved on from that. Now we know what's coming. I feel like it
Yeah.
might sort of righten itself and make it worthwhile.
Yeah, I agree.
But we'll see. We will see. Comments this week, Ray.
We've got a comment here from Tracy Riccio who says, Phil and Nigel are both henpecked now in more ways than one. Poor Kojo. Ravi could have George, Phil, Teddy, and Nicola after him if he isn't careful. Now Ravi has lost the restaurant. Do we think it will be bought by Max?
Yeah, what we actually didn't mention amongst all of Ravi's money problems is that he's actually lost Walford East. Like, Walford East is
Yeah.
no longer under Panesar jurisdiction, it would
No.
appear.
All furniture's gone, everything.
Yes. So, yeah, the ownership of Walford East is now up for grabs. And there's a few options for it, I think, as well. Somebody else commented about that, and then we'll talk about it. Kathy Verhan Kettner said, I think it would be a good idea if Elaine and Linda take ownership of Walford East.
Yes, I was thinking that.
Max has had Walford East before, don't forget. Like, he was
Yes, he
he
has.
did own it at one point. But I do also think that Elaine and Linda would be amazing in there as well.
That was my first thought then, was actually this could be where Linda and Elaine end
But
up.
then I really like Elaine in the Albert.
So do I, which could, there's nothing stopping her doing a bit of both, to be
Well,
honest.
Kathy owned about 17 businesses at one point, and then
Yeah.
she's in her 70s. So.
She could do Walford East to help Linda and like have that as her own actual business, and then she can be at the Albert just to be star of the show, which would be very Elaine, wouldn't it?
It would. I don't know. I can see Max going back in there, actually. I really, really can. But then
Yeah, I could see
it
that.
does sort of leave Linda a bit floating. So I don't know what's going to happen with
It could
Linda.
be that Linda and Elaine only can get like half of it, and they have this secret silent partner, and they don't know who they are, and then they're about to meet them. A bit like what happened with Dean, I guess, when he came
Yeah,
back
yeah.
with Beals Eels, and then they meet face to face, and it's Max.
What a coinky thing that would be. I mean, yeah, I feel like something needs to happen because obviously Max is coming back for a reason. He still needs to, he's got a lot of things to discover, including the fact that he's got a little daughter. So that's something that's going to have to happen to throw those two together again. Is there a possibility of Max and Linda getting back together again, do you think? I don't
Why
think so,
not?
but it's a
You don't?
possibility.
Like,
I
yeah,
don't.
sure.
I don't actually, because I feel like there's much more interesting options for Max on the square these days, you know, like Cindy or.
True, true.
I
Do you know when Linda was having, it weren't really in it, was it an affair
yeah.
with Max? Yeah.
Well, it was
She was,
they were sort of on a
that's what I
break, but
mean.
then they
She ran
did
a break,
sort of
yeah.
they did sort of have an affair.
But do you remember? I feel like that was like near the start of her alcoholism. I always
Yeah.
remember that she was like had a bottle of wine every time she was with Max.
Wouldn't
So
you?
maybe it wouldn't be the best
Yeah.
relationship to start
Toxic
up again.
much?
No.
We'll see.
And we've got one more comment here from Rachel Alice June who says, I love Ravi, but I really need George and Harry to team up and bring Ravi down.
Oh, I mean, whose side are you on at the minute? I know you love Ravi; he's your family and everything. But whose side are you on with this?
I mean, do I want Ravi brought down? This is what's annoying me, because I don't feel like Ravi would do this kind of thing. But given that he has, yeah, there is that. But then it's the fact that he's allowed the more to take advantage of Kerja. I mean, oh, yeah, you know, he draws a line on giving him the drugs. But that was just because, you know, he didn't want it to be really bait for everybody else involved.
The way Ravi is saved, I think, is if he is the one to bring down Oki. Realizes that's what's going true. On, because I feel like there is stuff that he doesn't know at the minute, isn't he? Yes, he doesn't know about Kojo being the one that flushed for drugs in the first place, but he also doesn't know quite how much Oki is taking the piss, I don't think, either.
That is true. See, I feel like he does, though. Like, the fact that he's okayed Oki to go in and take her just flat, I think that does show that he does know how much how much he's taking the piss. I feel like, though, in this, I feel like it... George and Harry would be a very good team, because at the end of the day, they've both got Kerja's best interests at heart.
Yeah.
And Harry's got himself in too deep. But actually, when you think about why Harry's in this mess, it has all been essentially because he was trying to protect Kerja, because he was the one who flushed the drugs. Mm. But then that's also what's been angering me a bit this week. So I just feel like Nicola knows about all that. Why is Harry keeping everything secret about how extreme this has all gone?
I feel like next week Nicola's going to find out exactly what's gone on, because I feel like she's wormed her way back into Harry a little bit more. Like, at the end of the week, we saw them having a hug. It feels like Harry is actually going to confide in her about what's going on.
Oh, and she was there sniffing his head like mothers do.
Sniffing his head like Harry was randomly sniffing drugs, you know? Harry randomly just doing a line in the Archers. It's like, I want him.
Is that going to be relevant then? Why would they just show that he's decided to use the supply?
We know Harry does do drugs, especially when he's stressed. So I wonder actually if that was supposed to be like a subtle hint to the fact that this is actually having quite an effect on him. So it's going to push him forwards. And the next 2 weeks, Ray, I have the suspicion, are going to be quite big. I've got that feeling.
Is he going to get Gina back on him or something? See if he's only Gina or a thing.
Ooh.
It is random. We just had that one scene where he's sniffing drugs. So I did think, like, why? What?
Got to be for a reason. Got to be for a reason. I do think the next fortnight is going to be big. So make sure that you are sending us all your thoughts and comments about it. And you can do that by doing the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and wherever you find your podcasts. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20After Dark.
Yes, you can indeed. Thank you very much for watching. What is going to happen next week? What's going to happen over the next 2 weeks, Ray? I'm excited. I am curious as to how it's all going to go.
I don't know, Rob. Do you know what I'd really love to do? Just sit one of these executive producers down and say, what is going to happen and why are you making all these decisions at the minute?
I know. I'd love to do that too. I would absolutely love that.
If only.
Right, ladies and gents, we will be back same time next week. Exciting times are coming, I think. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.